As we produce today's edition of CNN 10, a Category 5 hurricane was roaring over the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it had the Bahamas and the U.S. mainland directly in its projected path. Hurricane Irma is a monstrous and deadly storm. Last night, it had 175 mile-per-hour winds. They'd weakened a little bit since Irma first passed over islands in the Caribbean, but it remained the strongest classification of hurricane, capable of catastrophic damage like ripped-off roofs, collapsed walls, and so much destruction that entire communities could be left uninhabitable. What happened in the Caribbean island nation of Antigua and Barbuda is an example. Barbuda's prime minister said 95% of the buildings there are damaged. Hurricane Irma has killed several people throughout the Caribbean, and several forecast models predicted that the storm would directly hit South Florida, possibly by Sunday. Irma may also spin up the U.S. Atlantic coast to southeast Georgia and South Carolina. Yesterday, Florida Governor Rick Scott reminded people that forecasters still weren't exactly sure what Irma would do, but that Floridians should be ready to evacuate regardless of what coast they live on. Mandatory evacuations were ordered for the Keys and some areas around Miami. Heavy evacuation traffic and long lines for gas were common in the region. The islands that have already been hit are keeping a watchful eye on another storm, Hurricane Jose. It was rolling west across the Atlantic last night. It could also hit Antigua and Barbuda. And Hurricane Katia was spinning in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico.